Earlier this year, the racing world was rocked by a doping scandal described as the darkest chapter of Australian turf history. Racing Victoria says the successful prosecution of those involved in doping horses just before races is proof that it's policing the sport appropriately. But tonight's Four Corners hears from trainers, punters and commentators who say the authorities acted too late. Transcripts of the initial stewards' inquiry obtained by the program have led some to question racing's commitment to integrity. Michael Brissenden reports.
On October 7 last year, a big crowd descended on Flemington for one of the premier race meets of the year. The legendary Winx was lining up to win her 21st race. But what happened to another horse in a swab box that day would shake the racing world to its core. For decades, Brian Martin was the voice of racing in Victoria.
To think that this deception was happening behind our back and under the nose of the stewards too.
Stablehand Greg Nelligan was caught attempting to administer an endurance-boosting bicarb paste to a mare trained by Robert Smurden, one of Victoria's leading trainers. Race day treatments are strictly prohibited. Nelligan initially said he was acting alone, but his phone held a record of 70,000 texts. The messages revealed the systematic doping of horses for at least 7 years by a group linked to the Aquanita Racing Stable.
Why wasn't something detected? The signs were there. Within the industry, the signs were there. The alarm bells were going off. You know, over 100 races have been affected.
Greg Nelligan, his wife Denise, and trainer Robert Smurden were banned from racing for life. Robert Smurden is appealing against the conviction. Racing Victoria says this shows the system is working, but a transcript of the initial interrogation of Smurden and Greg Nelligan, obtained by Four Corners, has raised serious questions about the investigative process. Nelligan's phone was seized, but we'll never know what was on Smurden's phone because the chief steward handed it back to him and allowed him to leave the racecourse with it that day. It's a decision Racing Victoria's chief executive Giles Thompson says he's comfortable with.
We have the luxury of hindsight. He didn't have the luxury of hindsight. I'm very comfortable that our stewards and our investigators are highly skilled and highly experienced.
Others say the fact it took 7 years to uncover the fraud only serves to highlight the failures. Ralph Horowitz is a well-known form analyst.
And the facts are the Robert Smurden team were winning races through the roof ahead of market expectations. Robert Smurden had transgressions that are on the record in 2012 and 2013 and other times. So let's find out why these things happened for so long. Let's find out why, ultimately, punters and participants were dudded.
Trainer Matt Ellerton is one of them. In 2011, one of his horses was beaten by a long-odds Smurden-trained horse. That same year, he reported what he thought was a suspicious loading and unloading of Smurden-trained horses at the racetrack.
What they did, I don't know. But obviously now we do know that they were treating horses on course. It's pretty hard to stomach, really, when, you know, sort of, that's your opposition.
At the time, nothing was done. But Racing Victoria says it wasn't in a position to act on hearsay or assumptions. Recent scandals, like Aquanita, have tested Australians' faith in the integrity and honesty of racing. Big sponsors like Emirates and Longines have pulled out. At many racecourses, crowds are down, and even those heavily invested in the sport, like former race caller Brian Martin, worry that the image of racing has been badly damaged.
It's a great industry. It's a fantastic sport. It's made up of fabulous people. We seem to get knocked from pillar to post, one scandal after another.
Veteran race caller Brian Martin ending Michael Brissenden's report, and you can watch Four Corners at 8:30 tonight on ABC TV.